This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, let's dive in. Today, we're going deep into mobile commerce.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, it is, actually. And we've got this really interesting article, Mobile Commerce, Optimizing for On-the-Go Shopping by Sunny Day, published on Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yes.
And this is relevant for pretty much everyone, right? I mean,
if
you have a business, if you shop online, if you just like have a phone,
right,
it's for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like over 70% of online shopping is happening on mobile devices now.
That's crazy. It was like almost everything.
It is. It really highlights how integrated it's become. You know, like our daily routines, everything is on your phone.
Totally.
Even beyond just buying stuff, it's, you know, banking, in-app purchases, mm-hmm. mobile ticketing.
Yeah, it's kind of wild when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just booking a flight on my phone the other day.
Oh, yeah.
While waiting for a friend.
Sure.
And it was like so easy. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, it's become second nature.
Exactly.
But why is it booming like this? What's going on?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, for one thing, everyone has a smartphone.
Yeah.
Like billions of people, they've got these mini computers right in their pocket.
But true, but hasn't shopping always been like habit driven?
Yeah, but those habits have changed. Like think about it. People want things instantly.
Right.
Convenience, speed, it's all about that.
Yeah, like ordering groceries while you're on the bus.
Exactly. Or you see something on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Two taps and you've bought it.
Guilty.
Yeah. So like the barriers are gone, basically. For businesses, though, mm-hmm. this isn't just like a trend. This is, it's pretty crucial.
It feels almost like a do or die kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If they don't optimize for mobile,
right.
they're missing out on like a huge amount of customers.
Okay. So let's break down why that is. Like, what's the big deal about mobile optimization?
Sure. Imagine you're a customer, right?
Okay.
You go to a website. It's slow. It's hard to use.
Mm-hmm.
The buttons are tiny. You can't even tap them.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
Exactly. You're gone.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Frustrated customers, they don't buy.
So happy customers equals more sales.
Basically.
Okay, what else?
Google loves mobile-friendly websites.
Really? Google plays favorites like that?
Well, yeah. They want to give people the best search results.
Okay.
And most people are searching on their phones now.
That makes sense.
So your site needs to be mobile-friendly to even get seen.
So Google likes it. Customers like it. What's the fourth reason we should care?
It's about standing out. You know, like everyone's competing for attention.
Right.
A good mobile experience that sets you apart.
Okay, I'm convinced mobile optimization is key.
Good.
So what can businesses actually do to like win at this?
There are a bunch of tactics all about user experience, really.
Oh, yeah.
Our source has like 8 key strategies.
All right, let's hear them.
First up, responsive web design.
Okay.
This means your website, it adjusts to any screen size.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right. So no more like the zooming in on tiny text.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It makes it so much easier.
Makes sense.
Second is speed.
Oh, yeah.
Mobile users are impatient.
For sure.
They want things to load instantly.
I give it like 3 seconds.
Exactly. So you got to optimize images,
right.
Streamline code, things like that.
Gotcha. Speed is king.
Mm-hmm. Then there's navigation.
Okay.
Simple, easy to find stuff.
Yeah. Especially on a small screen.
Right. Large buttons, clear menu.
So important. Those big buttons.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then checkout.
Uh-oh.
This is where people abandon their carts.
Yeah, I've done that.
It needs to be smooth, secure, easy.
As few steps as possible.
Yeah. Guest checkout, easy payments, remove all the barriers.
Okay, what else?
Optimize product pages.
Right.
High quality images, good descriptions, easy filters.
What about reviews?
Oh, yeah. Social proof, super important.
Especially on mobile. I feel like.
For sure. Helps build trust.
Okay, what's next?
Push notifications.
Ooh, those could be tricky.
Right, use them carefully.
They don't spam people.
No, it's got to be relevant.
Like a sale on something I actually want.
Exactly, personalized, valuable notifications.
Makes sense.
Then we have mobile-specific promotions.
Okay.
So special deals just for mobile users.
Nice, like a little reward.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, social media integration.
So more than just having like an account.
Right. It's about using it to drive sales.
Okay.
Shoppable posts, buy buttons, all that.
So making it easy to buy, basically.
Yeah, that's the key.
Okay. So we've got responsive design, fast loading, simple navigation, easy checkout, good product pages, careful push notifications, mobile deals, and social media selling.
And you got it.
Wow. That's a lot.
And it's always changing.
So what about the future? Like what's coming next for mobile commerce?
That's a great question and a perfect way to transition into our next segment.
Ooh, I love a good cliffhanger.
Stay tuned. We're going to look into the future of mobile shopping.
All right, listeners, things are about to get really interesting.
Buckle up.
So we've covered a lot of ground already about how mobile commerce is changing the game for businesses. But now I want to step into the future. What trends are on the horizon that could shake things up even more?
Well, one trend that's already gaining traction is voice commerce.
Okay, yeah, voice search. I use that all the time.
Exactly. Think about how we use those virtual assistants. Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant, they're becoming more sophisticated every day. People are using them to search for products, make shopping lists, and even buy things with just their voice.
It is super convenient, I'll give it that. Hey, Siri, add bananas to my grocery list. But how does that change online shopping? It's not like websites are listening to us, right?
It's about how we search the keywords we use. People speak differently than their type. Businesses need to optimize their content for natural language. It's a whole new ballgame.
So voice search is changing the way we shop, even if we don't realize it. What else is coming down the pike?
Augmented reality, or AR, is another one with huge potential.
AR, like those apps that let you see how furniture would look in your house.
Exactly. But it goes beyond furniture. Imagine trying on clothes virtually, seeing how makeup looks on you, or even test driving a car without leaving your living room.
Oh, that would be amazing, especially for clothes shopping. No more guessing about sizes and style.
Exactly. AR takes away a lot of the uncertainty of online shopping. You can see exactly how something will look and fit before you buy it. Fewer returns, happier customers.
AR sounds like a game changer. What other mobile commerce trends are you keeping an eye on?
Personalization is one that's already making waves.
Personalization, so like when an app recommends products based on my past purchases.
Yeah, but it's getting much more sophisticated. With AI and machine learning, we're talking about hyper-personalized experiences. Open an app and see a selection of products curated just for you, based on your style, your needs, your budget. It's like having a personal shopper in your pocket.
That sounds amazing. But, and maybe this is just me, wouldn't that require companies to know a ton about me? Is that creepy? Should I be worried about privacy?
It's a valid concern. The key is transparency. Businesses need to be upfront about how they're using data and give users control over their privacy settings.
Okay, so data privacy is important. Transparency is key. Got it. What else should we be thinking about when it comes to the future of mobile commerce?
Sustainability.
Okay, yeah, that's becoming more important in every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. Consumers are making more conscious choices, and that extends to mobile shopping. They're looking for sustainable products, eco-friendly shipping options, and brands that are transparent about their environmental impact.
Makes sense. It's about being mindful, even when shopping on the go.
Exactly. Sustainability is no longer a niche concern. It's a mainstream expectation.
So we've got voice commerce, augmented reality, personalization, and sustainability. These are some pretty big trends shaping the future of mobile commerce.
And remember, these trends aren't happening in isolation. They're all interconnected and will likely converge in interesting ways in the future.
So it's not just one thing. It's all these things coming together to create a whole new mobile shopping experience. I'm curious, how do you think these trends will impact the average person? How might our shopping habits change in the future? We've talked about the trends and the tech and like what businesses are doing. But what does all this mean for, you know, for us by shoppers?
Right. Good question.
Yeah. Like, how will this actually change our lives?
Well, think about it. You're already using your phone for everything. Ordering food, booking travel, talking to friends. As these trends evolve, it's just going to get even more integrated.
Okay. So like I'm walking down the street, right?
Yeah.
Hands full of groceries.
Okay.
And I realize, shoot, I forgot milk. Instead of like digging for my phone,
right.
I just say, hey, Siri, order milk, deliver it. Boom, done.
Exactly. Voice commerce, it just makes things easier.
And AR, that's got to be huge, right?
Huge. Trying on clothes virtually,
yeah.
Seeing how furniture fits in your apartment.
No more buyer's remorse.
No more returns, exactly.
But does it like limit us in a way?
How you mean?
Like if everything's personalized.
Oh, yeah.
Will I ever see anything new?
That's a good point. You got to make sure you're still exploring.
Right, like a digital detox for shopping?
Yeah, exactly. Step outside your comfort zone.
And we can't forget about sustainability.
Definitely not. It's more important than ever.
So how can we be like more mindful mobile shoppers?
Well, be aware. Think about what you're buying, where it comes from, how it's made.
Yeah.
Look for brands that are transparent, sustainable.
Okay, what about those impulse buys? Like I add stuff to my cart and then totally forget about it. That's so wasteful.
Maybe have a rule, like wait 24 hours
okay.
before you buy anything.
You can really think about it.
Yeah, give yourself time.
I think that's a good takeaway from all of this.
Yeah.
It's not just about the tech. It's about us.
Right.
The choices we make.
The future we want to create.
Exactly.
It's in our hands.
Literally, since we're talking about phones.
That's true. Good point.
So whether you're a business owner, a techie, or just a shopper, be thoughtful, be informed, and most importantly, be engaged, ask questions, demand transparency.
Make your voice heard.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation.
It really has. Thanks for joining me.
You too.
And to all our listeners, thanks for diving in with us.
Keep learning.
Keep exploring.
Keep shopping wisely.
The future of mobile commerce is what we make it.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.